You are listening to the Archaeology Podcast Network.
The Archaeology Podcast Network is sponsored by Codify, a California benefit corporation. Visit Codify at www.codify.com.
This is episode 11 for January 11th, 2017.
This is Chris Webster from the Archaeology Podcast Network, and today we honor Dr. James Delgado, maritime archaeologist. James Preston Delgado was born on this date in 1958 in San Jose, California. Dr. Delgado has been a maritime archaeologist for the last four decades and has investigated over 100 shipwrecks around the world. Some of his most famous investigations include the Titanic, the USS Monitor, the USS Arizona, Submarine Explorer, Gold Rush ships in San Francisco, and Kublai Khan's Lost Fleet. Dr. Delgado became fascinated with archaeology from age 10 when watching events unfold at a construction site near his home in San Jose. This was in 1968, only 2 years after the signing of the National Historic Preservation Act. It's kind of amazing that the locals were even aware of any sort of archaeological discovery at all. The construction revealed remains of the Ohlone people who had lived in the region and once numbered in the tens of thousands. By age 14, Delgado had his first job in the industry working for 50 cents per hour at the new Almaden Museum south of San Francisco. It was just to sweep the floors and wash the windows, but it gave him an opportunity to study the artifacts housed in the glass cases. He eventually became a tour guide at the same museum. After working with local archaeologists on digs and survey areas for local construction sites, Delgado began working with graduate students at San Jose State University. This eventually led to enrollment as a history major. In his sophomore year, he transferred to San Francisco State University and eventually graduated with a BA in American History. He would later teach at this university as well. Delgado worked with the National Park Service from 1979 to 1986 and served as the first park historian for Golden Gate National Recreation Area. The park included such iconic buildings and sites such as Alcatraz and a number of military forts and gun batteries. It was during his tenure at NPS that Delgado learned to scuba dive and saw his first excavated shipwreck. The remains of the Gold Rush era ship, Niantic, was unearthed in San Francisco's financial district. Delgado took part in many shipwreck excavations in the area. After attending Army dive class at the Presidio of San Francisco, Delgado began working closely with the NPS's Submerged Cultural Resources Unit. Over the next few years, he would survey some amazing sites, including the USS Arizona and the USS Utah in Pearl Harbor. Delgado also worked on World War II ships wrecked in Bikini Atoll and was the principal author on the final study on the Bikini Atoll wrecks. From 1984 to 1985, Delgado took a year off from the NPS to attend a master's program at East Carolina University. While there, he earned his MA in Maritime History and Underwater Research. He was then assigned by the NPS chief historian to work as project historian on the USS Monitor project with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. In 1987, Delgado helped found the National Maritime Initiative and became its founding chief. The NMI is the Maritime Preservation Program of the NPS. It also functions as the Maritime Preservation Program for the entire federal government. In that role, Delgado led the effort to study 142 shipwrecks for designation as national landmarks. In 1991, Delgado moved to Vancouver, British Columbia, where he took the role of executive director of the Vancouver Maritime Museum. For the next 15 years, he did things such as organize a $3 million reenactment of the historic Northwest Passage and North American Circumnavigating Voyages at the museum's centerpiece exhibit, the St. Roach, the restoration of the Ben Franklin, a 130-ton oceanographic research submersible, and a number of other maritime projects. While at the museum, Delgado managed to earn a PhD in archaeology in 2006 from Simon Fraser University. Following graduation, he is named an adjunct member of the faculty of the Department of Archaeology. From 2001 to 2006, Delgado was the host of the National Geographic documentary series, The Sea Hunters. Over 200 million people in 172 countries watched that program. I remember that program. In 2006, Delgado moved to Texas and became the executive director of the Institute of Nautical Archaeology. In 2008, he was elected president and CEO of the same organization. By October 2010, he left the INA to become the Director of Maritime Heritage in the Office of National Marine Sanctuaries for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration in Washington, D.C. While at NOAA, Delgado was Chief Scientist on the Titanic Mapping Expedition and participated in many fieldwork activities. He also mentored five high school kids from Saginaw, Michigan for Project Ship Hunt. Delgado has written over 100 articles and has contributed to or edited over 33 books. He has received five prestigious book awards and spoken to hundreds of groups and organizations worldwide. Check out more of James Delgado's publications and research at the resources in the show notes. The Archaeology Podcast Network wishes Dr. Delgado a happy birthday, long life, and many more discoveries to come. That's it for this episode of ARC 365. Please share this episode on your social media sites so others can have fun and learn about archaeology too. Please consider a donation to ARC 365 by sponsoring an episode for just $35. You can find the sponsor page at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com/sponsor-ARC-365. Thanks and have a great 2017 with the Archaeology Podcast Network. The song Storm Diggin' was written, performed, and recorded by Steve Webster.
This has been a presentation of the Archaeology Podcast Network. Visit us on the web for show notes and other podcasts at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com. Contact us at chris@archaeologypodcastnetwork.com.